Patriots. Matt Castle. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
Good morning. All right.
How'd you spend your off time? Just put your feet up and relax a little bit?
Yes, definitely. Got some just downtime. Got to relax. Got to watch a little television. Went and saw a few movies. So it was a good deal.
What movies did you see?
The Quantum of Solace.
No, the Moreau Model movie.
Oh, yes.
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny. I enjoyed it.
Hey, when you're not playing football, do you watch football like a fan?
I watched a little bit. I watched a little bit of the SC game and some of the college games that are on. And then yesterday I'll watch bits and pieces of a lot of different games.
Hey, the bad news last week is you had to turn around on 4 or 5 days, short work notice to play Thursday. Now you get the extra time on the other end. Is that significant, these extra couple of days, just to, as you say, get away and put your feet up?
Well, I think after playing 2 games in 5 days, you definitely need the rest. So this is a well-needed rest that we hopefully took advantage of. And then it'll be nice to get a little bit of a head start on Miami and get going and kind of regroup and go out and put out a great effort on Sunday.
Hey, Matt, you've had 4+ days to reflect on that Jets game, and a tremendous game it was. What's your assessment now that you've had time to sort of digest it and look at it? I don't even know if you've seen the film, of your play and your team's overall performance.
Well, I thought we battled. You know, we got in the hole early, and the one thing that we hadn't had to do much this, or haven't done yet this season, was to come back from a deficit. And we definitely had, I think it was a 16-point deficit in the second quarter.
Yep.
And so for us to come out and fight and to tie the score up eventually at the end, it was I think, a stepping stone, a building block for this team to show that we can do that if we need to. And hopefully we're not in that position a lot, but there's a lot of good things that you could take away from it.
What did the throw, the touchdown throw to Randy Moss, look like in retrospect? When you looked at it on film, could you believe you made that throw? Could you believe you made that catch? Were other guys open? Do you think you might have been close to the end zone if you tucked it and ran? Just your assessment, overall assessment of that play.
You know, you just kind of live within the moment. And I saw Randy, and he had good position on the guy, and he had his hand out. And when you see that big white palm, yeah, when he sticks that hand out, my glove sitting there, I just tried to put it outside where only he could get it, and he did a great job. And I think only Randy Moss could really make that catch. So he made a spectacular catch on it.
Do you think about, at the end of the day, you know, you go to bed that night, if you even can sleep, you know, at any point, do you think about the ones you missed, which weren't many, or did you think about plays like that one, the good plays you made?
Well, anytime you lose, you think about, you know, missed opportunities. I think we had a lot of missed opportunities, especially in that third quarter when, yeah, I felt that we were moving the ball great and they couldn't really stop us. But then there was two drives there where we stopped ourselves, and that was the disappointing part, is because we were moving the ball well and we continued to move the ball well. And in big games like that, you just can't have those glitches where one player or another that you don't make, you know, that makes a difference in the game and at the end.
Matt, as that play was getting ready to take place, 8 seconds left in the game, fourth quarter, fourth down, it looks like you guys were scrambling to get the right play called and everybody to the line of scrimmage and get everything on the same page, and Mangini calls a timeout. Did he do you a favor by calling that timeout to let you guys kind of catch your breath, reassess, and call the play the way you want to and get it set up?
No, you really only have one choice in that situation. It's to get everybody in the end zone and take a shot, so I believe that he was trying to give his guys probably a rest and see what formation we were going to come out in, and then try to gather himself, devise a good plan, make sure everybody's on the same page for them defensively, because we're really going to run the same play regardless.
So you had it all called. It was all figured out. It made no difference. That didn't help you guys sort of catch your breath and, all right, let's do this now.
No, it didn't make any difference because that play was going to be called.
Hey, are there any noticeable differences between a rivalry game with the Jets and, say, oh, I don't know, San Francisco and Kansas City? I mean, anything you noticed during the context of the game that feels different?
It just feels like a playoff game, to be completely honest with you. And the energy, the excitement that all the players on both sides of the ball come out with. And there's a little bit of a buildup, and we know that it's a rivalry, and we know that we want to go out and put out a good performance. So It definitely has a little bit of a different feel from that standpoint.
Is there ever a sense of revenge? I mean, let's face it, the Miami Dolphins didn't just beat you, man. They whooped up on you pretty good. That was one of the most shocking games I've seen unfold at least in recent Patriot history. What did you learn from it, and why should it be different this week?
Why should it be different?
Why should we expect?
Well, hopefully it's different. I mean, it's not a revenge factor. It's about our football team playing better when we go down to Miami. You know, they definitely got us good the first time, and they beat us, and that's football. And we need to go out and put together a good week of practice and have a better effort out there on Sunday, you know. And if you don't, they're a very good team, and it could happen again. I mean, so it's one of those teams that is playing good football, they're playing good defense, and we have to be ready to go down there and be ready for a tough division game in Miami.
Hey, Mike Vrabel talked with us about this on Friday, and I'd be interested in your 2 cents worth on it. And that is the advantage, real or imagined, that Bill Belichick and this coaching staff provides for the players in terms of preparation for a team the second time you see them. Do you think the preparations are a little different? There's a little more on the table because you have seen the Jets once and now a second time, the Dolphins once and now this will be a second time?
Well, I think anytime you play a team for the second time, you're more familiar with their personnel. They played you a certain way the first time. It'd be interesting to see how they're going to play you the second time. Plus, it was taken in week 3, so you only have 2 prior to that. Now we have 9 games or whatever it is to watch. We can kind of get a sense of maybe tendencies, and the same thing goes for them. So it's just the preparation itself, you have more to go off of, and our coaching staff always does a great job of putting us in the best situation in terms of preparation week in and week out.
Hey, Matt, can you walk us through you breaking the huddle and coming to the line of scrimmage? And the reason I'm asking this question is I would be interested in, you know, when you identify defenses and you know that they are going to double on Randy, you know, the expression is a team, if they want to, can take a guy like Randy out of the game, at least partially, based on the amount of coverage and the amount of attention they give to him. A, obviously you're seeing that. B, does that then force you not necessarily to take him out of the game, but to look other places and other people become your primary reads almost no matter what?
Well, if you see that, you know, within the coverage, that a lot of times what the Jets were doing was trying to double Randy, and they did a good job of that throughout the game. But at the same time, I told these other guys like Jabbar and Ben Watson and even Kevin Falk that if they're going to try to double these Wes Welker and Randy Moss, that means that you guys should go out there and have a great game, in which they both did. So it's hard to do that and continually double one guy or another and try to take them out of the game when we have weapons at those other positions.
If the other guys are single covered, what is the chance that you're going to go to Randy if you know he's doubled and indeed is?
Well, you want to get the ball to Randy as much as possible. And if I'm able to do it, and I think there's a possibility that he can go up and make a play, then you've got to give him an opportunity because more than likely he will do that.
Hey, how do you avoid getting caught up in all this, Matt? I mean, everyone's talking about you. I mean, you said you stayed home, watched TV, went to a movie. You get the feeling that life has changed a little bit for Matt Cassel?
Honestly, I can honestly tell you that I haven't watched a sports show other than, like, college football. I just watch the games. I don't listen to the radio. I don't read the papers. It's just something that I don't do.
But that takes effort, doesn't it? Doesn't it take effort to not get...
I mean, it doesn't. I mean, as long as you make a conscious effort just to stay true to your word, whether it's good or bad, you know.
Right.
A few months ago, it's all bad. Now some of it's good, and you just got to take the good with the bad, and you got to stay consistent. And so as long as I stay consistent with it, it's really easy.
Well, what about the bad? I mean, I know when things are going well, people tell you, don't read the papers and don't listen to talk shows. But when things are going bad, isn't it kind of motivation that someone says, you know, they ought to cut this guy, and Gutierrez is better, and O'Connell's better, and why it's about time they let him go? Do you remember that? Do you remember hearing any of that, whether it was, you know, on TV, radio, or read it in the paper and using it?
No, I figured it was going on because of the questions that were being asked of me. But then again, the funny part is a lot of people just have no clue what's going on internally. You know, you guys, a lot of people watch the game and don't really know what's being called in the huddle, don't know my read, don't know anything about what's going on out there on the football field other than they see an end result, and sometimes it's not great. And that just happens, and there could be a number of different reasons why a play is not successful or you don't have a good outing. And sometimes it's not all just on one person. And so that's why I just figure, unless my coaches are telling me, look, you're doing something wrong, you need to fix this, then everybody else's opinion doesn't really matter to me.
Hey, Matt, when in your career did you make the conscious decision not to read or to listen? What was the impetus for that? Did somebody advise you that that might be a good way? And how does it ultimately help you?
It actually started in my rookie year. And I believe it was I read an article that was obviously a negative article about me for whatever reason. And I just remember how it made me feel. And I was like, well, there's no reason for me to put myself through this mentally or physically or get upset about something that doesn't really have a factor in your career other than somebody's opinion. And just to push forward with what I believe I need to go in what direction and everybody else's opinion, I could just kind of put to the side. So I started doing it my rookie year, and it's kind of worked out for me.
That's easy, though. You weren't the topic of discussion everywhere. What about when, like, Boomer Esiason or Jimmy Johnson on TV are doing it, or, you know, it's, you know, page one of the paper? Isn't it getting a lot harder? Hasn't it gotten a lot harder, Matt, to live in that bubble?
You just try to stay consistent. Like I said, you live in the bubble, and you stay consistent. My wife and I do a great job of just trying to keep ourselves focused on the job at hand.
Hey, Matt, you go to movies like Role Models.
Yeah,
you know, that way you can turn your brain.
Yeah, there you go. You get to movies like Role Models.
Hey, if you are a little bit tempted to either pick up a paper or turn on the radio, is it after you've had a bad performance or after you've had a good performance? If you're tempted on one of them.
If I'd be tempted on one of them, it'd probably be more on a good performance than a bad.
Probably smart.
did you ever...
Let's be honest.
Did you ever worry about getting cut in August?
No, I strongly believe that I went out and I had a better preseason in many regards than I had in the rest of the preseasons, but a lot of people didn't see that because obviously the production wasn't there. We weren't putting a ton of points on the board, and that happens from time to time. But, you know, there were some miscommunications out there in preseason in which, there's a miscommunication between the receiver and I, and you throw an interception, and that happens. But when you're limited to so many snaps in a preseason game because everybody rotates in, that interception becomes a big deal.
Right.
Whereas if you play a whole game and you come back out the next series and you go down and you lead your team to a score, then it's completely different. So, I really did feel like I had a strong preseason. All the feedback from the coaches were as such.
Hey, don't let this go to your head, but I think you're safe now, Matt. I'm pretty sure. You're in the clear.
What'd you say?
You're safe now.
I hope so. You never know in this crazy business.
Hey, Matt, since you don't listen and read, as a public service to you, actually, I guess this would be a private service to you, we're telling you that the conversation out there is all very positive, in spite of the fact that the team lost to the Jets. But as it pertains to you individually, the conversation is, how are the Patriots going to keep Matt Cassel around? How are they going to keep him around here for a while during his free agency? Do they transition him? Do they franchise him? Everybody's worried about keeping Cassel here in New England.
Well, that's very nice of them. That's very nice of them. You never know what's going to happen, and we'll see what happens come, you know, that time. But right now we've got Miami in a week, so that's all I'm worried about.
Never crosses your mind. You don't even think about it.
Don't think about it. I honestly don't.
What do you want?
We can have this conversation week in and week out, but I'm going to tell you each and every week, I honestly don't think about that stuff.
I know it's easy to not pick up the paper, you know. I know lots of people who don't do that, but when you're watching TV, you consciously avoid those kind of, you know, pregame, postgame shows?
There's no doubt. No. I won't even turn them on.
What do you watch?
It's just, you know, because I just don't feel like you're going to get anything more out of them if you continue to watch them and, you know, your name comes up or something like that. Like I said, it's just somebody's opinion. And right now, nobody knows what the future holds for anybody. So you just kind of keep moving forward.
You must be getting calls from people like out of your past, you know, high school friends or college friends that you barely remember who want to be your best buddy now.
I've got a lot of new buddies. There's no question about it. Or a lot of old buddies that have come back into the picture.
Yeah, we knew you could do it, Matt.
We were behind you all the way.
Yeah, all the way.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Don't you need that for motivation? I mean, hell, Tom Brady never forgot all the quarterbacks who got drafted ahead of them or the teams that passed on them. I mean, that's it. Guys do the every level.
Of,
they always
flights.
Have.
Right.
I mean, to keep the fires burning.
I've got a
burning.
Lot of motivation. I didn't play for 9 years, so that's all the motivation I needed. So
do you
sitting around the sideline watching in college, and then for the last 3 years, you know, you continue to push yourself and you continue to motivate yourself, and that's all the motivation that I need. I don't need somebody else telling me whether you're good or bad or who got drafted in front of me. I just know that I like what I'm doing and I'm enjoying it, and so if to do whatever I need to in order to keep doing it.
Do you check the box scores to see if Leinart even got into games these days? Obviously, he's backing up a pretty good quarterback in Kurt Warner, but are you following that?
No, I'm not following it too much, to be completely honest. But I've talked to him a little bit throughout the course of the year, and, you know, he's just waiting for another opportunity for himself. And Kurt's obviously playing great right now, and they're playing good football. So it's one of those situations that it's unfortunate for him because I know he's a competitor and he wants to win and play. But, you know, you just got to fight the fight, my friend. Fight the fight.
Tell him, you just wait your turn, Matt. You know, your day will come.
Yeah, good things will come if you wait.
Yeah, I tell him. Good things will come. Just keep your nose to the grindstone. Let's go.
Hey, Matt, rumor has it that Brady's really taken on this supermodel persona. He's real thin now. Can you confirm how skinny's Brady look to you?
He looks great.
Does he?
He looks great. Yeah, from what I've seen of him, he looks fine. His weight doesn't look too bad at all. He actually looks pretty darn good, if you ask me, for a guy that just came out of surgery.
All right, Matt, good talking to you. We'll talk to you next Monday on Patriot Monday.
All right, guys, you got it.
Quarterback for the New England Patriots, Matt Castle.